This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. The Artist's Workstation is an art exhibition by Our Art Projects, where the line between the art and the artist's process is blurred by presenting four different artists' works alongside their workstations. The show is on until the 4th of October at the Cheung San Building, and joining me today is the exhibition's co-curator, Eric Goh. Thanks for coming on the show, Eric.
Thanks for having me, Sharmila.
So how did the idea for this exhibition come about? It's really interesting, isn't it? The idea of displaying the process along with the artwork.
Yes. So the exhibition actually came out of a series of conversations with Siddhartha Perez, who's the curator at NUS Museum. And so, you know, we were talking about the idea of exploring an artist's practice and sort of how are the ways to do that. And one of which was to really negotiate and look at the materials that artists use in their practice and how these materials inform their practice, you know, and what do these materials reflect about the locality of the practice. So, yeah, it just came from a series of conversations with Siddhartha Perez. And then from there, we reached out to, like, you know, certain artists. You know, we have four artists in the show. One Singaporean artist, Yeo Tsiang. Another one is Filipino, Bree Johnson. And two Malaysian artists, Liu Kui Fei and Chi Tu.
And what does the display itself look like? What will the visitor to the exhibition experience when they walk in?
Oh, it's like a whole range of stuff, you know. So the exhibition is divided into four workstations, you know. And in each station, that you can, it's really different. It varies. Like in Chitu station, you know, you see more objects because Chitu plays with sketches and prototypes. So you see like small objects and the notes he makes. And, you know, so these are how sort of he approaches work making, you know. And then, say, like, for Tsiang, you see, like, texts from Salman Rushdie, who's one of his favorite authors, you know, and then also, like, photography that Tsiang has taken, like, over the past years, and it's a way for him to capture, like, you know, the life around Singapore, you know, like, the ordinary, the familial, and, like, you know, him with his family and friends, and, like, him, like, coming across, like, temple processions and stuff. And then, you know, he's then refers to these photographs and he sort of paints them. And then Bree Johnson, for example, she's a very visual person. So, and then she has a very minimalist studio, you know. So when we sort of spoke to her and we asked her, you know, what sort of materials can we display, she basically preferred that we showed, like, her Tumblr, basically. She wanted us to, yeah, basically show a Tumblr where she, like, dumps images. It's like an image dump, you know.
Right.
She,
oh, her online Tumblr.
Yeah, her online Tumblr.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So in the exhibition, we actually feature, like, we have an iMac. Now, on my iMac, we have linked it to her Tumblr site. So she updates it regularly, like, every day or once every 2 days. And, you know, she collects them, and then she sort of thinks about these images when she's approaching her art making. And then sometimes it's like, you know, an image, a color in an image, or like an element in an image that sort of sparks off a whole series of paintings. And Kui Fei, it's basically a table of wordplay, because, you know, Kui Fei is quite like a cheeky artist, and he really like plays with words, and he juxtaposes them with like images. Like he layers found brochures and found catalogs with like really just funny phrases that play with the images. And he also, you know, he reads a lot. So what he does is that, like, you know, he would take like a body of text, say a text that was originally written about urban planning, and then he would sort of subvert them. So he would try to like change the words here and there to relate it back to art making and art. And in that sense, you know, he's trying to show that like the meanings behind words are always very unstable. And as such, like, you know, he can always sort of refashion them, reconfigure them to relate them to his practice. In turn, this feeds into his worldview, and then it also feeds into his art making.
How were these four artists selected for this show?
Well, quite frankly, these are all artists that we've worked with, you know. So, and because we've already had these works in the gallery, so this really is actually a rehang show, you know. But we wanted to really inject like a sense of sort of research and also like thoughtful thinking to the show.
When I heard about the exhibition, what it kind of reminded me of was is the that excitement of reading, say, an author, their working journal, for instance, or their notes on their works. Do we get a sense of that with this exhibition? And how does the workstation feed into or perhaps diverge from the work that it's accompanying?
Yeah, I think we do, because one of the ways for us, you know, we thought about how we can create like a discursive and generative exhibition. And one of that was really to do an interview with each artist to contextualize the materials further. And so, you know, when you walk into the exhibition, you see the materials, you see the artworks. And then, you know, we also have interviews that you can sort of read as you browse through the materials and the artworks. And you know, you see how like you can tease out how each artist approaches their practice differently, and yeah, it's like an author's journal. You know, it reveals like the way they think, but not in like a capitalistic way where we like unearth their mind, but rather like, you know, it's more like, okay, we want to find out how they approach their work.
And what is the curatorial process for something like this like? Where does your role come in?
Okay, so I think as a sort of co-curator, like my role came in terms of like, you know, keeping the communication like going with artists, you know, really discussing with them and negotiating with them what they felt comfortable showing, what they wanted to show, and what they felt like reflected their practice. And also, I think the more important part was doing the interviews with each artist, you know, making sure that like, you know, the interview reflected like the practice well, and also, you know, teasing out like the small bits and bobs that make them each unique and individual. Yeah,
I find it interesting that you said what they're comfortable showing.
Yeah,
because that's one of the things about this process, isn't it? Is so much of it is internal,
yes.
So much of it is personal.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like when you worked with them? And to kind of tease out this aspect that can sometimes be quite private.
Yeah, this is why it's important to really like, you know, check with them what they're comfortable with, because, you know, some artists like didn't want to show, you know, actually though, like not all artists were originally comfortable with the idea of like revealing their sketches and notes and stuff, because I get it, it's very intimate, it's really like personal, and it's almost like you don't want to reveal the secret of your practice, right? What makes you sort of special
yeah.
as an artist? So, you know, it was through a series of negotiations, just, you know, understanding like, yeah, like how they got the materials and why the materials are important to them. And yeah, so, you know, we didn't show everything. You know, we collected a lot of materials, but then we discussed with them which to show. So some we didn't show. And not all artists were also like very willing to sort of discuss explicitly about the materials and their practice. So, you know, in some sense, like I had to interpret, you know, I had to inject my own sort of understanding of it. Yeah.
And in some sense, as a visitor to this exhibition, the workstations are just kind of there, right? It's also for us to glean and make those connections without necessarily having it all explained for us.
Yes, I think that's the goal, you know, sort of just to feed a bit of information and contextualize it a bit. And then it's really for the audience to piece them together, you know, to look at each workstation, the four workstations, and then to try to tease out like how each artist approaches their practice differently yourself, you know. So that's the idea, I think.
But it does strike me, though, that on the opposite end of that, what can sometimes happen when revealing these behind-the-scenes processes is that it risks becoming a bit performative.
Yes.
It risks becoming, you know, I'm just putting it there because I want people to know a certain part and look at me in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a concern?
Yeah, it was. Like, say, for example, Bree Johnson, you know, like, because like I said, she's a visual person, but she also reads a lot. So, you know, when I sort of asked her, okay, how does she inform herself or keep herself updated with what's happening in the art world and what the other artists are doing, you know, she said, oh, I don't really want to, like, pin it down to, like, a specific material, because she really, you know, it just comes to her. Like, you know, she refers to all sorts of sources and stuff. So I think, which is why, like, you know, for someone who's working on an exhibition or putting up an exhibition, it's really important to not impose, like, a narrow reading of the show. You know, this is why, like, we keep it sort of quite broad. You know, we have, like, the interview, the materials, but then it's really up to you to sort of interpret and read the show. Yeah.
Basically, this exhibition is about, is taking the journey or the process and making that itself into art.
Yes. I guess one of the things that we were trying to do was to debunk this myth of like the genius of an artist, the genius of a lone artist, you know. And so when you look into a process behind like the artist as well, you know, it's a collaborative thing, you know. The artist is sort of revealing or like sharing with you how they approach the making. And then there's an audience as well. You sort of like learn about it. You get involved, you know. Yeah, to me, it just sounds like a very sort of collaborative thing.
And the four artists, they're quite different in terms of the work they do, in terms of their processes.
Mm-hmm.
When we view four of them together in an exhibition like this, what are some of the observations that emerged in terms of how different they are? What are some of the similarities?
I think it's for the audience to, like, sort of, you know, find out themselves. But, you know, just going into the exhibition, you can already tell, you know, first of all, the artworks differ, you know, sort of visually, aesthetically, they're different, you know, like Wei Fei, you know, plays with, like, shapes and colors, and then Jiang sort of paints the ordinary in Singapore. And then Chi Tu is just, you know, a humorous artist, you know, everything he does is funny. And, you know, and Bree likes to sort of paint non-human animals, and the idea behind it is to really ask us to think about time and life differently from how we conceive it as humans, you know, non-human time, non-human lives. And then, yeah, and then you see, like, the materials and the interviews and how they add further layers and depths to the practice, yeah.
As a curator of the show, mm-hmm. were there any surprises for you from the start of the process towards the end?
I have to think about that, actually. I mean, it felt like a very smooth process. But that's also because, like, my colleague Shaza, the exhibition manager, you know, she was amazing. You know, because I feel like I thought about the show, but, like, displaying it was a small hurdle, you know, and she was able to really lay them out and make them visually interesting. Mm. But no, I think more like a learning process for me, really. Learning what was comfortable with each artist and knowing not to sort of impose, like, you know, what I wanted for the show and rather, like, to work it out together.
What were the hurdles in terms of the display?
Okay, I guess because we had, you know, all these, like, small objects and stuff, and, like, or like Chi Tu, you know, he had his, it was a few years ago when he made a work that was made out of jelly, and inside the jelly it was, like, his father's, like, deceased father's hip bone replacement. Mm. And so the questions of, like, how do we display these things, you know? And when you display objects as well, it's like, how do you differentiate them from the artwork? Because oftentimes that they could be, I don't know, like, mistaken for artworks, you know?
Mm. Oh, the line can be quite unclear.
Anyway. Yeah, yeah. So we wanted to make it clearer, but not too clear. But that was it, I think. And also, I guess, like I said, you know, speaking to each artist and making sure that they're all comfortable with us sharing the interviews. And if they weren't comfortable, then how then do we contextualize the work? Then one of which would be me coming in and sort of interpreting it and contextualizing it, writing, you know, short text and here and there, yeah.
Each artist obviously had to pick a specific work or a specific collection of works to exhibit along with their workstation. How did the process of deciding which works to choose happen?
I think we, because the gallery itself, we have a storage room, and so, like, we already have a body of work for each artist. Mm-hmm. Then from there, we sort of, you know, told the artist, okay, these are the works that we're showing, and then, you know, we sort of, yeah, negotiated which ones to ultimately show. But I think the materials that we had were important as well, because we wanted to make the link between the artworks and the materials, like, not very clear, but, like, just, you know, we wanted the link to be there.
And what were some of your reference points or your inspirations in terms of setting up a display or an exhibition like this?
We wanted to have an idea of, like, four distinct spaces, four separate spaces within, you know, the gallery. But everything else was really intuitive, you know. We played, because it's really trial and error, I would say, you know, just juxtaposing or pairing the artworks and materials and just, you know, making them visually interesting.
Well, thank you for joining me today, Eric.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
I've been speaking to co-curator Eric Goh from Our Art Projects about an exhibition called The Artist's Workstations, where four different artists' works are exhibited along with their workstations. The show is at the Cheongsan Building till the 4th of October. And for more information, you can visit ourartprojects.com. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segment, you can download the podcast on our BFM app. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.